Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Yud Gimel, and we are in Perek HaYashin. Today, daf, we go from the structure of Sukkah to the midst of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So that's the transition, Be'ez Hashem, that will be coming up. So we're still, though, in the structure of the Sukkah, and we spoke about building a Sukkah on a boat and building a Sukkah on a wagon. There's a lot more in the Bavli that doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi, but that's common. As we know, the sugyas are more extensive and more played out in the Bavli, but feel free to look. There is the Sukkah Haroi Lashiva and the like, Machlokas, Tanoim there. But we are in the discussion. The Gemara brought in a discussion of the mitzvah of Erev Tchumen and the fact that the Erev has to be in the place where you are, at most in Issa Drabanan to get it, at Bein Hashmashos. And if that is true, so then one is Yotze with the Erev, and one is Kona Shvisa with through that third Erev. We want to point the Rambam in Erevin. There is an interesting machlokas. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll make the comment about the Erev. The last line that we read was that if the Erev is in a basket, and the basket is above 10 Tefachim, and the way that you could get it is by tilting the basket, and part of it could still be above 10 tefachim, and the Erev is under, so then that is okay. That was the last thing they said, that if you could basically remove the status and keep part of it up and part of it below, then you're okay. That was the lashon. The last line that we read was Roy Lahovcho Levatel Rishos Yachid Shiva. If one could again tilt it and part of it is still above 10 tefachim, so you're not being motziyed from Rishos Yachid Rishos Rabim, and the other part is no longer above 10 tefachim, so that's okay. So the Gemara says similarly, Amar Reb Yosa Hada Amar Safsal. What if you have a bench? You have a bench that is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And the Erev is put on top of the bench. So, one second, the Erev is in Rishos HaYachid. And now, for you to be able to get it, you're going to be motzi, it's going to go into Rishos HaRabim. So, mikivan shu roi lahovcha, but since you could turn the bench onto its side, and then it will only be 4 tefachim high, right? It won't be 10 tefachim high, so if you, since you could do that, Ulavatel Rishus Ha Yachid Shabo, switch that word, and Ibivatel Rishus Ha Yachid of it, so Hada Amra, Eruva Erev. That's also why we say Eruvo Erev. That is all why, Erev Tchumen, and we still have not gotten to, we get to it now, why this whole thing was brought here. Now we're going to ask the question, just 1 hour before that, and that is, so the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokas, do you make a bracha when you sit in Erev Tchumen? You make a bracha when you sit in Erev Tavshilin. You make a bracha when you sit in Erev Chatzeros. Is there a bracha when one sets an Erev Tchum? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let me just find it if I can. There it's an Erevin is before Shvi'is after Erev Shabbos, where you would expect it. Before Shvi'is Azar. So it says the Rambam here in the last halacha of Perikvav. Kishem. Interesting, kishem also. We always know that word is important in the Rambam. Just like you make a bracha on Erev Chatiris and Shituvim Mavos, kach mevarchen al Eruvi Tchumen, so too you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen. If I would set an Erev Tchum, not as common, but it's the same bracha, al mitzvahs Erev. If I would say an Erev Tchum, I want to extend my Tchum, I make a bracha va'omer. And after the bracha, I put the Erev down, and I say, bezeha Erev, and I say the Nusach. Yehi mutter li lahalech l'makam zeh alpayamam alechol ruach. I think I made an Erev Tchumen once in my life. I was up somewhere in New Hampshire, and we had to get to the shul, and there was another guy there that knew how to make Erev Tchumen, and he was experienced in it, so thank God he did it like 30 years ago. V'yomer b'zeh Erev Yehli muter li lahalech makam zeh alpayamam alechol ruach. V'chulu, says the Ravid. Because of a Ravid. V'hecha tzivan al Erev Tchumen. What kind of bracha are you making? I should have shut up at Mitzosav. Where is there a mitzvah to make an Erev Tchum? Bishlama Eruv echatzeros v'shitufei mavos. Erev Chatzeros, the Rabbanan had this, an Issa Drabbanan to carry in this area. So I make an Erev to allow me against it, to prevent the Xera, right? To prevent the Isser of occurring. Yeshban Heker Lashabesh, Shalalahotzi, the Rishas Arabim. So there's a, you know, there's a Isser, and I'm now fulfilling a din, a Takana Drabbanan. Avalha Kulanaf Kamini Lashabesh. Well, what do you have to go to go outside your tchub? Just stay put. Right, I'm mitzuvah to leave. Kulanafka v'lo chumra. And even though he says, ein ma'arvin elo ledvar mitzvah, we paskin that you're only allowed to make an Erev Tchum in order to be able to do a mitzvah. I can't make an Erev Tchum stam, l'dvar rishus, machlokas rishonim. If I did it for a dvar rishus, does it work? Right, the Bahag says no, the Rambam says yes. We paskin yes, but d'yev, and if you did it for a dvar rishus, but even though you should only do it for a dvar mitzvah, that doesn't make it into a mitzvah. Eina mitzvah no gas le'erev. Teich yomru vitzivanu al mitzvahs erev. That's the Ravid. Achlokas Rambam Ravid about whether you make a bracha on Erev Tchum. It's Shulchan Aruch Pasen like the Rambam. We make a bracha on Erev Tchum. But what's this far for the Rambam? So Resolvechik developed the idea, which we mentioned not so recently ago. And that is, though we know that the Rambam tells us that there are three types of brachos. Birchas ha-nehenin and birchas shavach v'hoda'ah and birchas ha-mitzvah. Three types of brachos. But Rav Soloveitchik suggested that there are two types of birchas ha-mitzvah, even within birchas ha-mitzvah. Because, for example, bris milah, we have two brachas. We actually have three brachas. We have the bracha of al ha-milah, we have the bracha of lahachniso, said by the father, and then we have the bracha asher kidash yidid mi betin. Okay, so kidash yidid mi betin, sure, is the birchas ha-shevach. And al ha-milah is the birchas ha-mitzvah. So what about lahachniso? So you might say that's just the birchas ha-shevach, which always happens to be done in the context of a mitzvah. Or, if Soloveitchik suggested, there are two types of berachas ha-mitzvah. There's one type of berachas ha-mitzvah on the maisa ha-mitzvah, right? And that's al-hamila, and that's what we have most of the time. And then sometimes there's a bracha, what he calls a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. A bracha where a new status is achieved through the mitzvah. And as a recognition of that, we say a berachas ha-mitzvah, sometimes separately from the berachas of the maisa ha-mitzvah, and sometimes just a fancy berachas ha-mitzvah. So by bris mila, you have two. You have Alamila and Lachnisa. That's a bracha because the child is now a mahul. There's a new status that's achieved. Marriage. The bracha of Erisina. The Sivan al Arayos, Vasal al Saruso. It's a nice fancy bracha. So is that a bracha Shevach? According to the Rosh, well, getting married is not a mitzvah, so of course it's a bracha Shevach. But according to the Rambam, that getting married is a mitzvah. So is that just a fancy, regular bracha sa mitzvah? Or it's she's an Eshes Ish. Her status has changed through this act, and therefore it's a bracha on the chalos ha-mitzvah. There are other examples that the Rav Soloveitchik gives, including tefillin, which he suggests. That's his chiddush, that lahaniach is a bracha on the maisa ha-mitzvah, and al-mitzvah says on the chalos. There's a chalos when somebody wears tefillin. He brings a number of rayas to that. Gemara Nevarot Rosh Hashanah, Karkafta de Lomanach tefillin, and others. But another example he gives is this Rambam, Erev Tchumen. There's a bracha on the chalos ha-mitzvah of there's a new kinyan shvisa. I have moved my spiritual center on Shabbos, right, by setting the Erev. So it's a bracha on the chalos, bracha on the chalos ha-mitzvah as a recognition of that status. Okay, so we continue. So why was this all brought here? For the following. Umot l'tal t'lo, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, that's like Omar Mar. We're quoting from the previous Braisa. Umot l'tal t'lo, that was the case where if it is under 10 tfachim, I'm allowed to take the Erev and use the Erev, and it is an Erev. And I'm, not only is it a good Erev, I'm mutal taltel. So 1 second. Our Mishnah said, remember our Mishnah, you build a sukkah in the tree. Tanin and Shayim b'day Adam v'achas b'ilan. No Shayim b'ilan v'achas b'day Adam k'shei reveno l'biyantif. That's the Mishnah. So we originally had understood the Mishnah as 2 and 1. That all means you have 2 walls that are independent, 2 walls from in the tree. But now we're going to have a different understanding of the Mishnah, and then we're going to get back to our understanding in the answer. But the Gemara is going to suggest now, Hacha, the Karban Eidah here explains, the Havamini here is that the Mishnah is where you have a redwood, you have a very thick tree, and you carved out inside the tree, you put planks on the edges of the tree, and you put the schach on the planks. And the sukkah is in the middle of the tree. So that's the havamina of what we think. Bishtaim bidei ilan and shtaim echa bidei adam. It means, again, you have the schach on these planks that are sitting on the tree. So we're going to ask. Hacha, over here, so at amar ksheira ve'ein olam labiyantif. We say here that you're not allowed to go into that sukkah on yantif, even though we described this a little bit yesterday, it's using stud de ilan, right? The schach are on the planks and the planks are on the sukkah. So we're saying that you can't go into there on Yantif. So we say, stud the Elon, you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to get benefit from, so to speak, on Yantif. Vahacha, in our Braisa, we say, as long as it's under 10 Tfachim, and the Erev is under 10 Tfachim, Ha'at Amar, Eruva, Eruva, Mutal Tatalo. Right? You're allowed to, the basket's hanging on the 10 Tfachim, that your Erev is okay, and you're allowed to take it. So the Gemara is asking, is this a stira between if you are using stud de Elon our Mishnah seems to say that you're not allowed to use Stada Ilan on Shabbos, and the Mishnah in Erevin seems to say the Brisa says you're allowed to. So Gemara says, no, that's not what the Mishnah means, our Mishnah. Amrav Yirmiya, Kami Lamalan Kan Minatzad. Change that too. Right? Kami Lamalan. Our Mishnah, when we say Shtayim Bidei be Ilan and Achaz Bidei Adam, you're not talking about Stada Ilan, you're talking about the Ilan, using the tree. You're using the tree, you're schacher on the tree, and you're using without the tree here, as we said yesterday, without the tree, the sukkah would fall down. That's why our Mishnah, it's not about study, it's about hishtamshus b'ilan atzmo. That's for sure, Usser. But the Erevin over there with the basket there, that's minatzad, that's one step removed, and therefore it is allowed. Remember I said yesterday, we paskin that even study Elon is a problem, and we only paskin study Elon is mutter. Okay. But the Gemara adds, Hada yalfa minahi vahi yalfa minada. We learn something from Erev from Sukkah and Sukkah from Erev. Hada yalfa minahi. We learn something Erev from Sukkah from our context. What do you learn? Shimhaya nasun. We change this girsa. Carbonada beivo. If you have the Erev in the brush, in the thicket, in the thickness of the tree, shall Elon, sheruva Erev ve asur lataltalo. Meaning you're actually using the tree, just like if you use the Sukkah directly on Yantif, you can't. Ishtam shus be Elon. So too, if you would be using the tree itself, that would be an Erev, but it would be also Tatal, because you can't get it on Yantif for Shabbos. V'yahi alfa menada, and the Sukkah is learned that from the Erev context. Shimha yushtei say those yotzos. V'sika chabam emshik shera. If it's one step removed, it's not actually using the tree, but it's using the studim of the tree. One step removed, that would be allowed. V'olun labi Yantif, you would be able to go in it up on Yantif if you would be one step removed. So that is all one way we answered our understanding. I had to understand the Mishnah in here and the Brisa about Erev. Rabbi Yosa has a different shot. Beinacha bein tamar minatzadi. No, both cases are talking about not using the actual tree, but using one step removed. Minatzadi. Umay kadun, and what? How do you answer the stira? The answer is, it's a machlokas tanaim. Right? Ki ahid amar Rabbi Yaakov aracha b'shim Rabbi Zeira, d'Rabbi Shimon Elazari. The Brisa that says that it is allowed as Rav Shimon Elazar, the Tanya of Shimon Elazar, Omer, Mutu l'shtamesh al sidde behema b'shabes, hitzadeh behema, hitzadeh ilan. Rav Shimon Elazar is the most makel. Not only are you allowed to use study ilan, but you're allowed to study ilan. And our Mishnah says you're not allowed to. Okay, machlokas tanaim. I'd rather say that than changing our understanding of the Mishnah, says Reb Yosa. Okay. Adkan, no, not Adkan, one more Mishnah. One more line of the Mishnah. One more line of the next Mishnah to take us through the structure of the sukkah. One more line. Ha'oses sukaso beno ilanas v'ilanas tfanos la k'shera. Trees could be the walls of your sukkah. We said the walls of the sukkah have no requirements. We said maybe maimid according to some tanoim, but putting the sachan directly on the walls. But what can you use for the walls? Anything. Okay, what about animals? They might walk away. Okay, but midaraisa, there's no issue, and therefore you could use the walls of your sukkah as long as, look at the carbon eda, right? You didn't put the sach directly on them. V'lo samcha aleihem aval hin dafno sehakshera v'hu sheilanos avim v'chazakim. They got to be thick walls that could function as walls. Thick trees. Below Asli, Vazbi Rokwasuya, they're not shaking. They're not thin trees that shake from one to the, from side to side, in a Ruach Mitsuya, right? That relates to, you know, there are many that have that use the canvases for walls. The issue is that the canvas moves, so how much is it allowed to move in order to, right, it has to be taught. That's why they sell these new strings to put out every three tachim, so it's lovely if you have the walls. But technically, if the wall does not move more than three tfachim out in the bottom 10 tfachim, then your wall is fine, right? If it's taut enough that the bottom 10 tfachim, which is your wall, doesn't move three tfachim horizontally, so then that's lovewood, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem in any case. Some try to have it that doesn't move at all, hardly, but that's in terms of the defanos. Okay, Rabosai, we move to the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah. Mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah starts now. Shluchei mitzvah. As we pointed out, it's unusual that the Mishnah starts off with who doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. Just tell us who has to sit in the sukkah. I guess it's partial. Everybody's in the sukkah, except for shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah, observing a sukkah, people who are on their way to do a mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah are pater from sukkah. Why are they pater from sukkah? That's what the Gemara says in the Bavli. Oseik b'mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. So if I'm involved in a mitzvah, I'm patur from another mitzvah zaseh, shluchim mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. This could have been taught to us by, I don't know, 50 different contexts. Where you can say, oh, mitzvah, patur min a mitzvah. Why dafka? By sukkah? By sukkah, we're saying if you're involved in a mitzvah, you're patur from sukkah. So says the Pnei Yehoshua on our daf here, on daf chafhei in the Bavli, says the Pnei Yehoshua, emkena, my nakin lahacha besukkah, tfemi bishar mitzvahs. You want to say, well, you always could say, well, you can only ask that question, why, if you have a better place? Well, you could at least have it had an earlier place. Could have an earlier place. No, matzah came up earlier, Mesechas Pesachim. So he says, V'tvei avilil mislib Pesachim, l'nyim Pesach gufa, v'umatzah v'chayotzi bo, korban Pesach, v'nira devade hachanami la'ol gufa yitzrach l'misnei. We've had it. Maybe the chiddush is, afilu cholonum sham sheyem, the next line. But then he says, v'o nira li. The le'inyan sukkah ikar abusa tve. The afagav the bechol shah v'shah overall mitzvahs asay the sukkah. Number one, this is a constant mitzvah. Sukkah applies. You have to teishu kein taduru. You have to live in the sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah. You have to sleep. It's not a one moment thing that the mitzvah's gone. The mitzvah continues. Let's say you're shluchay mitzvah for 3 days. So you're pater from sukkah for 3 days. That's a chiddush. Va'od. By other mitzvahs, it's passive. Av sheva al tase, and I don't eat Pesach, if it's going to be an osik b'mitzvah, a mace mitzvah. Or I don't do a mitzvah. It's purely a mevatel mitzvah. But here, it's what we would call an iser asay, not just a bitel asay. I'm eating outside of sukkah. So, number one, it's constant. Number two, there's an Isser Aseh. Number three, Marisayan. So, that's the Pnei Yehoshua. Why dafka we learn this? By sukkah as compared to all other. There's a Rashi. Again, we can spend many hours on this Mishnah and on this Amud. Now we're going to get the Shiva Sukkah. Again, it's chock full. There's a Rashi that we get, who's Shluchim Mitzvah? What are examples of Shluchim Mitzvah? Who's are going to do a Mitzvah? Rashi. Holche Baderach Mitzvah, Kigon, Lilmo Torah, Ulahakbil Pnei Rabo, Veliftos Shivuyim. You're going to do a Mitzvah. You're going to learn Torah, you're going to see your Rebbe, or you're going to redeem captives. So you're on your way to do a mitzvah. Fine. So that's what we say, osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Ask all the achronim. That's very interesting. So do we say osik b'mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah? Right? Osik b'mitzvah, I'm learning Torah, I don't have to shake a lulav. Of course not. Right? You don't say osik b'mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah. But the Me'iri, Beferish, in Moed Katan Daftes, I think, says, the Gemara doesn't say Beferish, the Gemara seems to say that if there's any mitzvah that cannot be done by others, I have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. So you don't say osik b'mitzvah by Talmud, osik b'Torah patur min ha-mitzvah, you don't say that. So what's Rashi talking about? Is it possible to say that when you're on your way to go learn Torah, then we would say patur min ha-mitzvah? But if you're actually learning Torah, you don't say patur min ha-mitzvah? Is there any svara to say that? So you have to say yes. You have to say yes, right? It starts with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus says Beferish that osik b'mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah. And everybody jumps on the Rambam and says, what is he talking about? The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus in, where he talks about osik, Perek Tesvav Halacha Beis. He says, talks about getting married, Puravu, v'imaya osik b'Torah, v'tarid ba, v'haya misyari milisa isha, kadesha lo yitrak b'mizonos. You don't want to get married because you're nervous, then you're going to have to make a living and support a family, and you're not going to be able to learn Torah. Mutter lehis acher. You're allowed to delay. Why? Sheha osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. That's unbelievable. He applies osik b'mitzvah, and he not only says applies, he says, kol shekein. It doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. What's the Rambam talking about? And fascinating, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, because he always does, right? Kedarko, he has kavod for Maran, but he leaves out the last line. Because maybe he's mutter, he ends off with mutter lezacher, period. Doesn't quote, chosen b'mitzvah, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah, as if that's, one of the reasons maybe he's on Karta. So there are many pshatim for this Rambam. But one of them that's suggested by a number of the Achronim, Rav Asher Weiss says this, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says this, and that is, again, with a lot of rias to this. You're right. No, osik b'mitzvah, but the mitzvah does apply to Talmud Torah. The Rambam says it. If you're learning, you are a pshatim from other mitzvahs. But your learning has to be defined as learning. What's learning? Lulav amanas lasos. If you're learning and then you don't stop to shake a lulav, then you have a warped learning. Your learning is not a perfect learning, and therefore you're not osig b'mitzvah, right? Osig b'mitzvah, only osig b'tamat Torah, then mutter to not do the other mitzvah. But so every time, if it's efshar lasos idei achirim, somebody else, the father asked for the cup of coffee, and one person's learning, one son's learning, one son's learning, let the other kid do it. And I'm not going to stop learning because I was like a mitzvah. And that's not a pagam in my Torah because somebody else could do it. Efshar lasos idei achirim. But if I should be stopping to do a ma'aseh mitzvah and I don't, that's a pagam. So interesting, right? There's a marachar zarua, the Achronim quote. We don't pass him this way. He quotes, bachurim, the boys that are learning in yeshiva, they're potter from certain mitzvahs. Because it could be that at a certain stage of one's life, you know, there's an investment now. And that's not a violation of not being defined as lomar amanas lasos. So interestingly, ironically, when you're learning Torah, you have to stop to do the mitzvah. But what if I'm on the way, I'm holech lomot Torah. So maybe not stopping to do the mitzvah then is not a violation of lomar amanas lasos. I'm not actually learning. I'm on the way to go learning. So maybe that wouldn't be a violation, and that's why that's Rashi here. Right? Holech lomot Torah, you could apply oseg b'mitzvah, but actually learning Torah, you'd have to stop and go sit in the sukkah. Again, that's a huge topic. There are other approaches, but we'll stop for a moment. There is a Maariv Chayis on this Rashi. He just asks, he says, he just leaves it as a Tzorachi, and he says, I have a Kushya Chamura, and he ends up with Tzorachi and Gadol. He says, we know one of the other sources in Shas for Oseg B'mitzvah is what's called Pruta de Rav Yosef. Remember that case, Pruta de Rav Yosef, that is if somebody is Hashavas Aveda, somebody is being Oseg in an Aveda, and then an Ani comes to me at that moment, I don't have to give him the tzedakah because of Oseg B'mitzvah. And I was involved in Hashavas Aveda. So says the Maariv Chayis, one second, the mitzvah of tzedakah not only has an ase, but has a los ase. Los ha'ameis as levadcha, ve'av lo sikbot as the psukim in Parshas Re'eh. So you never apply Oseg B'mitzvah by a los ase. I'm Oseg B'mitzvah so I can eat treif. I'm Oseg B'mitzvah so he only applies an ase, can knock out an ase. But there's a los ase by tzedakah. So you gotta work on that kasha. Maybe the los ase, there's a Ramban in Kiddusha that says sometimes los ases, by some mitzvahs, their los ase flows from the ase, and therefore maybe it really is an ase at root. Okay, there's a lot more. Also, is it patur ben mitzvah? Is it usur to do the other mitzvah? Let's just continue and then we'll see what there's time for. Says the Gemara Mishnah, next line. Chol inu mishamshim patur ben sukkah. A chola and those who service the chola are also patur from sukkah. As we'll see in the Gemara, this does not mean a chola sheish bo sakana. He's patur from all mitzvahs. This is even a slight illness, you don't feel so well, and you'll be less comfortable in the sukkah. Again, if you'll be equally uncomfortable in the house and in the sukkah, so then there's no patur from the sukkah. The poskim say it has to be, you're uncomfortable from the sukkah. Right? It's only if you'd feel better not in the sukkah, because then you have the principle of mitzar patur min sukkah. Right? Unusual by a mitzvah to have that. Mitzvah patam, usually if you're mitzvah, you gotta do the mitzvah anyway. But sukkah has mitzvah patam sukkah because sukkah is teshu, ke'ein, taduru. But also the misham sheyem. Also the misham sheyem are patam from the sukkah. So again, the mefarshim wonder, is that also as an extension of the chola? Is that because of teshu, ke'ein, taduru? Usually a chola always has people with him. So here too, the chola should have people with him. So chola, misham sheyem, patam from the sukkah. Ochlin v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. You're allowed a snack outside the sukkah. Ochlin v'shosin arai. A little bit. Karban Eida, lahasir ra'avono, to remove the hunger, v'daito lisodacharkan, this is not my main meal, I'm allowed to snack outside the sukkah, me'ikar hadin. What does snacking mean? Less than the size of a beitza, not mizonos, okay, different shiur. Rav Chuna azal la'ainitav l'simana. Rav Chuna went to Ainitav, that's the name of a place, l'simana, what's simin? Simin tov mazel tov. That's a remez to Ibur HaChodesh, right? They went to have a discussion of whether they were going to be Ma'abar the Chodesh. All the Mefarshim have trouble here. They're doing this on Chol HaMoed. Like the middle of the month. What month are they talking about? They didn't Tishrei's already done. Cheshvan's already not here yet. So it's difficult. It's difficult. The Mefarshim try to figure this out. Mi'asi, but on his way, Mi'asi, as he was going, saw go Isrita. He was, got very thirsty on the road. V'lo kabla loi mitam klum. He didn't drink anything. Until he came to the sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan, the sofer in gufta. He was machmir on himself. He was a double chumrah. Number one, he was shluchei mitzvah. And number two, he was arai. So both of those, he was machmir, for not to eat outside the sukkah. Amar Rabbi Mana lo so, and now we get back to the chola line. Amar Rabbi Mana lo sof davar cholon shel sakana. Obviously, not just a chola sheish bo sakana is butter, elafilu cholon sheinan shel sakana. Even a chola sheein bo sakana. And if you look in the Bavli, the Tosefta continues. Afilu chash be'enav. Right? Even if you have a little headache. Right? A little ayeg, whatever. Afilu chash berosho. Right? Even if you don't feel, as comfortable. Again, you might say, I have a little mesiras nefesh for the sukkah. But if really somebody's uncomfortable in the sukkah, for whatever reason, one could go inside. We try not to. We try to be in the sukkah as much as we can. Tani, Erev, Shem, Gamli, Al, Maisa, Shayzi, Choshish, Eina, Bekesarin, my eyes were hurting me in Kesaria. Vehitali, Rabbi Yossi, Berebi, Li, Ulacho, Misham, Shai, Lishan, Chuz, La, Sukkah. They allowed, Rabbi Yossi allowed me and all the people that were with me to sleep outside the sukkah. Reba, Barzabda, Omar, Shushbinin, V'chol B'nei Chupa, Patur B'nei Sukkah. The whole wedding party is Patur from sukkah. Either that's part of Osik B'mitzvah, right, because they used to have the wedding party, they used to go to the house where the chasan and kala were going to live. So all around there weren't sukkahs, so you'll be osik b'mitzvah. Or others say, mitzta'er, if they wouldn't be able to take place in to be with the chasan and kala, it'll be mitzta'er for them. So maybe that's another reason why, mitzta'er pater, period. Tani, shomri, you're b'yom p'term b'na sukkah b'yom chayim v'alayla. Guards who are guarding the city, who don't have this bayom, they don't have the sukkah bayom, so they are Pater min asukah bayom v'chayavin balayla. So shomrei, they're involved in their guarding. Shomrei ya'ir b'dalayla, pater min asukah balayla v'chayim bayom. So whenever you're not involved in your shmira, you have to chayav in the sukkah. Shomrei ha'ir bayom balayla, if you're guarding the city bayom u'balayla, pater min asukah bein bayom bein balayla. So then you're pater in both. Says the Gemara, Hadadat Amar b'Shomer Gayasos. This is only if you're guarding the city from attacking armies, and that's Nechshav a mitzvah. Aval b'Shomer Mamon, you're just guarding some for financial gain. Asu otak shomer ganos or pardesin. Then you're like guarding your gardens, and you have to get a sukkah there. Get a sukkah there, right? That's not enough to be called osek b'mitzvah. The Rav Chaim Kadievsky says here that if you look in the Bavli, it says they're putter. Shomer ginos are putter. So you have to say, Shirushalmi palig. Or it's a case where that you can get a sukkah there. You can get a sukkah there and do your best. Okay. Avduma Milcha, somebody's name, Havidama kumi chanuse. He went to sleep in front of his store. He was guarding his store. Over Rabbi Chiya bar Abba passed by Amalei. Ezel v'chutz go metalalta. Where's your sukkah? He was telling him to build a sukkah in front of his store. Come on, don't say you don't have such a heter. Rabbi Manav shush b'neid Rabbi Yaakov bar Yafliti. Now we have a couple of stories where the wedding party was not putter. So either it's a machlokes whether the wedding party is going to be putter, or it's just a different metzias that they could have had a sukkah here. Asa shal Rabbi Yosi. So they came to ask Rabbi Yosi. What about the wedding party? Amalei, Ezel demok gol metalata. Go sleep in a sukkah. V'yisabar Marian haveshesh bini techad barnash. He was also a wedding party of somebody. Shalor Belazar. Amalei, zil lebok gol metalata. Go in the sukkah. Go in the sukkah. Period. Maisa shalor Rabbi Eloi, etzor Rabbi Elazar belud. So one time Rabbi Eloi went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer in Lud. Amalei, af at mishofsi aragel. Rabbi Eliezer was of the Shita, it says in the Bavli, you should always stay home on sukkah. You have to be in your sukkah, stay home. He says to his Talmud, are you one of those who rest on the regel? Meaning, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What do you mean, what are you doing here? Hallo Amru, ain't shifcha shal Talmud chacham, lios meniechas beisul bregav halichlo. What are you coming to me for? Ah, yes, the Gemara in the Bavli, you're supposed to go see your Rebbe on Yontif. Answer, if you could go back the same day. You're not supposed to leave your family. Right, so that's what he's bothered by. He says that's the Bavli's back and forth. There is an amazing comment I saw of the Eshkol HaSofer, one of the Achronim in the back here. The Eshkol HaSofer, who wrote the Eshkol HaSofer. Eshkol HaSofer was written by Rav Chaim Sofer, Av Bezdin, Budapest. Right, so he says there, HaKavana, what's the message? What's the message? Go home, what do you mean? He went to see his Rebbe. HaKavana, Hamitzvah shel Torah v'samachta b'chagecha ata uvincha uvitecha sheyargish sha'atosefes kedusha ba mimenu al kol hatzluyim bo uponim elav. What's your job on Yontif? You have to be the light that shines and influences all those around you and your family. No, that's not your job. You're supposed to be the source of the light, not to be makabel the light, meaning it's about to be mashpia on your family and those around you. Don't you worry about yourself. I'm going to go to my Rebbe and get some kedusha on Yantif. That's not for today. Unbelievable. Right, that's the Rav Nassen Adler about Hakel, right? You know, it's not your time to worry about yourself. Worry about your family, bring up your family. That's what he says. That's this line. There's a question also that in the Bavli it says a person shouldn't leave his family. What do you mean, Talmud Chacham? Our formulation is just the Talmud Chacham shouldn't leave his family on Yantif. It's everybody. Okay, the Mefarshim work on that. A little bit more. Kada Rabbi Zira Salak L'Gzora Rabbi Ila. One time Rabbi Zira went to the Gzora. Gzora means cutting. It means the bris. A bris mila of the son of Rabbi Ila. V'lo kabal alei, and there was a whole suda there. And v'lo kabal alei mitam klum, he wouldn't taste anything. He wouldn't eat at the suda. And they didn't know why. There's a phrase v'lo yadin in three lines from now, but we put it here. V'lo yadin. They didn't know. Imishum de lo havi aski tam klum ad yafni musaf. He didn't have a musaf yet. That's why he didn't want to eat anything. He didn't have a musaf yet. Or in mishum sheishiv chazam al chacham lios minichas beis berekav alechlo. Or he was going back to his family to eat that day. He didn't want to eat here because he was going back. Are you allowed to not eat at a bris mila suda? Oh, that's a big discussion, right? Is that you're not supposed? We don't invite to a bris mila suda because it's such an important thing. We don't want people to reject it. We just announce, you know, when the suda is going to be. So they didn't know. Lo yadin. They didn't know what the issue was. Why he wouldn't eat. Okay, but that's the issue of traveling on Sukkot and not being home. Last section. Amar Rabbi Yila, Achila Arai ain't Shena Arai. Rabbi Elazar says, you know, you're allowed to snack outside the sukkah. You can't sleep an Arai outside the sukkah. Why not? A little catnap. Why can't you do that? Chavrai, I mentioned this a few days ago from Rav Shlomo Zalman. I think Chavrai Amin, two reasons. Shekein Adam Mishtakeh Mitoch Shenoso. Number one, because you think it's going to be a little sleep. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe it's going to be, you know, a more lengthy sleep. Amar Rabbi Lash, can Adam Yashin Kim of Adaya. Rabbi Law, fascinating, he says, maybe there's no such thing as a Shenas Arai. Because sometimes you can have like a power nap for 5 minutes. And that's like as significant as a Shenas Keva. So maybe that's it. Maybe that's so, you know, the same function. Manavik mi bineum. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Whether you can't sleep a Shenas Arai because it might lead to a Shenas Keva or because it itself is significant. Masa Shenas Alachar. If you told your friend to wake you up in 5 minutes. Right, so then al daitan der chavaya mutter. If the reason is because you might lead to a shenas keva, so then there's no problem. Al daitan der Rabbi Law aser, but according to Rabbi Law, it would be aser because it itself. The Bavli has another line and says this isn't a good nafkamina. You ask your friend might fall asleep. Right, so it's ask a roommate. Sometimes the whole room falls asleep. Right, that's not the problem. There is a mystery the Rama already talks about in Hilchas Sukkah. Right? Sleeping in the sukkah is more chamor than eating in the sukkah. And the parak is called a yashain because that's an ikker part of yeshiva basukkah. So there's a big mystery why in chutz la'aretz most people do not sleep in the sukkah. So again, an easy answer could be is in those climates where it's cold and snowy and rainy and that's mitzar, fine. But it's not always like that. And there are plenty of climates that are very nice to sleep outside. So that's a mystery. Why many do not have the kas. Again, here in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, many, chadish yamenu kekedem, that sleeping in the sukkah is much more common. But why is it that, many do not sleep in the sukkah? So that's the Ramah in Tafresh Lamites. Tafresh Lamites discusses this, why many do not. Yesh omre mishem tzina, it's cold, okay. V'yesh tsar lishon, alright, probably in Krakow. And in Vilna, it was probably not such great weather during Sukkot's time. The Yesh Tsar Lishom and Mekom HaSakarim, V'li Nera, and the Ramah says, Mishum Demitzvah Sukkah, Ish Ubeso, Ish V'Ishto, Kedar Shudor Kal HaShana, U'makam Shlo Yuchal Lishon Emishto, She'en Lo Sukkah Miyuchedes Pater. Teishu Kein Dadur, you want to sleep next to your wife. And if you don't have a sukkah, you can sleep next to your wife. That's Mitztayer, and therefore, you can sleep outside. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a difference between that and that. But again, that is a hard one. And if you have a whole week where a husband and wife can't sleep next to each other, that is something to think about. But the Rama says, if you can have a separate sukkah for the husband and the wife and for the kids, you know, that's the best. Okay, but there's a big discussion of sleeping. We'll have to stop here.